Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of Halfway to Heroes Campaign 2. I'm not going to always say Campaign 2 because that was a mouthful right there. Hey, Barry, what happened in episode 1?
Barry recap.
Not a whole lot, but a whole lot at the same time. I opened up the scene, stuck to the ground, bleeding out, or not bleeding out, just in need of blood.
So the opposite of yeah, bleeding? I don't know.
It wouldn't be bleeding in, but I needed blood really bad. And I was stuck to the ground with some like spider web shit in the middle of the Woody Woods, I think.
The Woody Woods.
Whatever it is. That.
Silvery Wood.
Silvery Woods. I thought it was the Woody Woods.
Wait, who named the Silvery Woods?
That's the woods by us.
That's Barry. I named that one. The Woody Woods is a woods that lives in the Severed Key. You guys have not been there yet.
Okay, we haven't been to the Woody Woods. Okay, so either way. So I am face planted on the ground, stuck by some spider webs, drained of blood, and along comes... Well, actually, did we open with the... We opened with the dream first, didn't we? Yeah, everybody had a dream. You know, a similar dream to each one where we saw each other's faces and heard each other's names and knew that we had to find each other. Don't know why it didn't explain it to us, but we knew that. We have a year's time to assemble a big offensive, or well, defensive team of all these bad guys to go against this evil threat that's coming in a year. So while I'm stuck to the ground, here comes Ulrich.
I am Ulrich.
Lichtenstein or whatever.
Lichtenstein.
Lichtenstein, that's what it is. So.
No one's ever going to get that right.
No.
So here he comes. We meet. We have this awesome back-to-back, you know, where it was like a real cool, hey, I know you, you know me. I asked him for some blood. And, you know, he let me get some blood out of his armpit and healed me back up. And then all of a sudden we got sucker punched from the back by something. I think it was some more spider webs. And then scene ended. And then meanwhile, Pendle over here was in his castle and decided that he needed to go down and meet up with
Drip.
So he had to go down and meet up with Drip. Drip was waiting for a DoorDash of some...
which we will get to that to find out what the hell that is.
What was it for? Wasn't it Fruit by the Foots or some stupid shit like that?
How do I not remember that?
Wasn't it Fruit by the Foots?
It was Fruit by the Foots.
Yeah, it's Fruit by the Foots, okay.
What the fuck, Barry? How do you...
Dude, it's just in there, okay? So he was waiting, and then he got really tired of waiting, so he decided to go to sleep. Pendle was just kind of hanging out. Beans was gone, wasn't he? He wasn't there yet.
Yeah, Beans is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, he hasn't appeared yet.
Wasn't Beans getting that?
Yeah, he's my DoorDash.
Beans is your DoorDash. Now it's starting to make sense, Sean.
Okay, I got you. And then...
It ended with them with pretty much Pendle looking over at the napping Drip, kind of waiting for. So you all know that you guys had to meet up, and somehow Drip and Pendle just know that you two are on your way. Like they know, like they just chill here, and eventually you two will come. So while just passing time, Pendle noticed that there were four eyes staring just out of the top of some of the sewer water nearby. And that's where we ended. So that means...
Alligators.
That means we're going to get right into episode 2 with some combat with some new characters, everybody. So let's... If everybody remembers how combat works, we all need to roll some initiative. And we are going to have two separate combat scenes happening here. It's going to be Drip and Pendle versus... couple crockies.
14.
Crocodiles. God damn it, Dustin. You scared me.
Got a 10.
Plus, that's with your plus?
Yeah.
So we'll do each scene separately, right?
Let me see real quick. Let me see how the initiative ends up working out.
I'm going to stop manually inputting my rolls and just do D&D Beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only problem I ever had with that is that it fucking rolled twice for some reason.
Okay. So it sounds like we are looking at Pendle. Pendle with the 17s first. So it will be Pendle, Drip, some kind of monster, Marcus, Ulrich, other kind of monster. So Pendle, you can go first. You just see these four eyes, kind of not one creature with four eyes, but four eyes in total, hungrily kind of staring at you, and the sleeping. Maybe that's why Drip didn't roll the greatest.
Can I tell about how far away they may be?
Yeah, it's probably so. I picture you guys are in like Drip's lair, right? So there's probably a lot of like treasures and gold, and it's probably pretty dimly lit from just whatever kind of little shitty candles Drip has down here. But there's like tunnels that are bisecting this area here. And from one of the tunnels, it's a waterways that's maybe like 20 feet from you, where these eyes are eyeing your sleeping friend. So again, I will say your sleeping friend.
So I have an idea. It's going to be a double whammy.
I've been all playing right with Dustin in so long. I forgot how long it's been.
20 minutes later.
Wait, no, I only got like one spell now, so I'm good. I'm going to roll up to I guess I like 20 feet. Roll up on this thing, okay? Right?
Roll up on him.
I'm going to roll up on this thing.
Okay.
20 feet, so I'll be away from Drip, right? I'm not on Drip.
You're not on Drip.
About 20 feet away from
him. Drip's asleep.
But I'm 20 feet away from him?
Yes.
Just making sure. I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
Okay, Drip might not be asleep much longer.
No. Yeah, it's going to be a sound hearable for, 300 feet or something?
Yeah.
Okay. you guys actually do a con save.
Okay, so...
so I don't roll yet.
Crocodilies.
Crocodilies.
One got an 8. And that was with a plus 2. And one got a 13. That one might save at level 3.
Yeah, the 13 saved.
So one of them will take 0 damage or half damage?
On a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 and is pushed. On a successful save, the creature takes half.
Okay.
Oh, it isn't pushed.
And it's okay. So what that looks like is when you you Roomba up on your little mechanical wheel down the side of this the spillway, this walkway to along the sewer. You wheel past, and as soon as that kind of echoing boom, does it just like come off your body? So your Warforge, is this like speakers in your body, or where's this sound coming from?
Like your voice sound? Is that what you're talking about?
To just yell real loud?
Yeah, this is like a battle shout. Yeah, we'll say it's a battle shout.
Okay. So you just yell real loud, and it like a lot of the water like splashes out of this little. I cannot think of the word for this, where it's like a hallway for water, a pathway for
like a
water,
channel. Whatever it
is. Channel. I think that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, like a channel.
A lot of the water like spills out from that, and kind of goes over like all of Drip shit. Some of it even splashes onto Drip, and with the loud noise, Drip's starting to now open his eyes. One of the crocodiles actually like slams and goes flying and like slams into the wall and rolls. It looks a little dazed. The other one doesn't look as affected by it, but now he's just kind of, you can tell for sure now it is a crocodile. Now that all the water is splashed out. Do you have anything else to do, Pendle?
If I cast a spell, I don't get to do anything, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. Unless you have a bonus action, it's not a spell.
Well, I thought if you did a spell, you can't do anything else.
You just can't do another spell. You can still do bonus actions.
2 hours later. I mean,
that's all I got, really.
Okay. I believe next up is Marcus.
Mr. Chesko.
Was I after the alligator?
Alligator is dead ass last with a 2.
Oh, okay. Damn, that was a shitty roll.
Yeah, but the spider didn't roll as bad.
Oh, man. Okay. So the first thing I want to do is, did we get pinned to the ground? Or do we just get hit by these webs?
Yeah, you guys are actually currently restrained.
Okay. First thing I want to do is I want to look around and see what attacked us. So what do I see when I turn my head?
Okay, roll a perception check. This is actually going to need a perception check because of
16.
Oh, dang, a 16. Not bad. Yeah. You can see in the darkness and like the cover of the trees and some of the it's very slight foliage. What catches your eye first is like a shine, and you see that there's this big, huge, massive body, like the size of like 2 dogs, like 2 really big dogs, like put together, hugging this tree, and it's got this shine. It's all black. Except you can make out this blood red hourglass shape on its abdomen. It's about like 10 feet up in the tree, kind of looking down towards you all, and you can tell that the angle from the web that hit you, it definitely was this one.
Is my Drake with me?
Your Drake is with you, and your Drake was not hit.
Does Ulrich know? Like, can he see that, or am I the only one who's seeing this right now?
I have dark vision.
You could point it out to him.
And I see shades of red. I see shades of red. It's like gray.
Oh my god. Do you see that?
I see a red widow.
Fucking Johnny, that was a good joke.
I see a black widow.
Well, my dark vision, I can only see red.
what do you think we should do? Should we just not move and see if it goes? Well, it knows we're here.
I'm going to try and cut myself out with my little hand dagger.
What does my Drake even do? Oh, here we go. Here we go.
This, it goes on your turn. I'm almost certain it goes on your turn.
It also has dark vision.
Yeah. And also, I believe we established what element it was at the current time in the
lightning.
Last episode. It's lightning at the moment. Okay. Yeah, so that will go on your turn. So when it gets to your turn, you'll be able to have that just act as normal. But for now, Marcus, if you are trying to break yourself out, that will be...
Can I silently, like, you know, like, just try to cut it out a little bit to where the spider might not see me trying to cut out?
Yeah, so either way, it's going to be an athletics check to try to break free.
What if I try to speak with it?
Ooh, a 19.
A 19. Okay, so, Marcus, you're sitting there and you notice this this black widow, giant black widow looking at you, and you're able to I'm picturing you as a vampire with like some sharp talons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're able to kind of like use your fingernails and like cut along the edge of the webbing and cut yourself free. That will be your action, but you would still have movement and a bonus action if you've got anything else you could do, or if you want to leave or something.
So the first thing I want to do, I have a little dagger, don't I? I think that's what I said.
I got one. I can let you borrow it.
I mean, yeah, I think in your character art, you had a little dagger.
Yeah, I have a little dagger and a crossbow. So my bonus right, or my bonus action, I'm going to cast Crimson Rite, and I imbue a weapon to strike. For an extra 1d4 damage of my choosing. So, like, whatever the element is. And I'm going to choose lightning. Just because my spells are lightning. So, I'm going to do that.
Damn, we've got a lot of lightning people, and I really fucking like that with the storm being such a central part of this.
Maybe that's why we're all linked up in this dream.
Yeah, you never know.
Man.
Yeah, so I'm going to, like, I pull it out of my little sheath and like slide my hand over it, and it like gets like an electrical charge through it, and then I'm gonna run over to Ulrich, and I can't do anything else, but I'm gonna try and help you get out.
Okay, so yeah, you'll be getting ready to help out Ulrich. Next up is the Spidey. So this spider is going to, I mean, I think just in you, like, kind of, like, turning your back in it for just a second, Marcus, to look at Ulrich and start to help him out. You don't hear a thing. You don't see a thing. But all of a sudden, does a 14... No, that was your roll. Does a 24 hit you, Marcus?
24 definitely hits me.
Okay, yeah. I was scrolled up on roll 20, and I saw your 14 initiative roll, and I thought that's what I rolled. So all of a sudden, you're going to feel two pretty big fangs pierce right in into like the meat of your upper back.
Oh, fuck.
And you're going to take 8 points of damage, and then could you please roll me a constitution saving throw?
Oh, fuck. A 7.
Oh, baby.
Marcus has died.
And re-roll a new character. No, you know, you're going to take 12 points of poison damage on top of that. So 20.
Dude, I got 5 health left.
It wasn't.
Oh, God.
As you feel like this poison start to like really seizing up your whole body as you had your back to it, helping out Ulrich. And then we go to Drip.
Oh, yes.
That's not the voice.
Fuck.
I think that was Uva right there.
I don't know, man. It's going to be weird. Well, I'm waking up, right? So.
Yeah, so you woke up and you got splashed with water and you hear this loud ass noise in your home. And you look up and you see this new Roomba that just showed up to your house fighting two big crocodiles.
Well, he was already there, right? I talked to him.
Yeah, yeah. You talked to him for a little bit and passed out within like 45 seconds.
That was Ubo again.
Fuck. How dare you let these alligators penetrate my hole.
Okay.
Well, it's my lair, you know. I could call it a hole.
It was more of the penetrate my hole that I was okaying, but okay.
Okay. So, I have a question for you, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spell called Fog Cloud. Then I also have which like obscures vision, I guess. But then I have a feature that is otherworldly perception. Would I be able to see them if they can't see? It says invisible. It doesn't say sense presence of creatures within 30 feet, invisible or ethereal plane. Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's OP as fuck.
Oh my god.
It makes you invisible?
No, I can see people.
No, he can see people invisible or also, on the ethereal plane.
Listen to this. I can breathe in
what the fuck?
Air and water. And I'm slippery, so I can escape a grapple. But I'm also sensitive to sunlight.
I'm going to remember that shit, too. Because with you having these amazing abilities, you need some kind of trade-off.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So you could fog. Yeah, you could fog cloud, and everybody, and including Pendle.
Yeah. Right. He won't be.
Will have disadvantage.
Okay, I'm gonna cast fog cloud then.
So you just fill your entire. I feel like this is like something you've had planned, right? Like it's like a smoke bomb escape. You just make a big fog cloud that just fills your entire lair.
I say I squat down and it comes out of like my armpits.
Oh my god! So it's like a jellyfish that's able to like just produce fall from your armpits. Yeah. Okay. All right, and I'm guessing that's your action. Okay. Well, we will then go down to Ulrich.
Please kill this thing before it kills me.
Are my hands free?
You're still restrained, but if you want to roll for your action, you'd have to roll to break free. But I would give you advantage for breaking free, as if like Marcus is like helping you.
Or
so. Yeah. What was your or? Because I just thought of something too.
using my little, is my Drake warden, is my Drake bound up?
That's a, yep, I believe, if you've got it pulled up, you can let me know, but I believe anytime like your Drake does anything, it's a bonus action.
Oh.
As an action, you can magically command, or you can summon it, but it's already summoned. Let me read this really quick. It's friendly to you and your companions and obeys your commands. See its companion. Yeah. In combat, it shares your initiative strike, so it goes when you do. But it takes its turn immediately after yours, which, oh, fuck, that sucks. It can move and use its reaction on its own, but the only action it takes on its turn is the dodge action, unless you take a bonus action to command it to take a different. So you do have to use your bonus action to make it, like, attack. I actually don't care for that, how it says it goes after you. I like it being more flexible where you and it can alternate. Like, you know, if you want it to go first, it can, or if you want to, because I don't know. It seems kind of silly that it always has to go after you, especially like narratively, like right now. I know what you're going to try to do. You're going to try to have it.
It's going
to
burn you out of the web.
Well, I was going to see if I can just produce flame in my hand and it burns the web. And then bonus action to have him attack the spider.
Okay, you can do that.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have you try to roll anything. Since you can produce flame, I mean, that's something you can do. You don't have to try to wiggle out and try to break free. You can just burn this this web away.
Right.
And then, yeah, that will be your action. You can use your movement to stand up if you want, or stay down, whatever you want to do. But, yeah, and then you can use your bonus action to command your Drake to attack the spider.
What's PB?
Your proficiency bonus. So your proficiency bonus, I believe, is like a plus two. Is it plus two right now, everybody? Yeah. It's plus two right now. So plus five to hit. And it's a 1d6 plus two lightning damage.
All right. We'll roll... So I produce flame in my hand. Does me or Marcus take any damage from that?
No.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope Marcus doesn't, because Marcus will be dead.
Is there any coming back?
Does 8 hit it?
8 total?
Oh, Jesus. All right, scrap that.
No, that doesn't.
No, God damn it.
But it is now, like, your Drake does, like, it's named Percival, right? We keep calling it the Drake. I think you named him Percival.
I did. Did I? Yeah, that sounds like something I'd say.
It does.
Okay, so Percival runs up against this spider, and it's like, they're about the same size. You know, Percival's not like a massive Drake or anything. He's pretty big, maybe the size of like a bear cub, you know, like two big dogs. And that's how big the spider is. So they're kind of like, it's up in the tree still, but like Percival's like nipping at it. So, maybe Percival will be, you know, drawing a little bit of attention to it at least. Also worth noting that Percival is able to be resummoned.
Right.
So if Percival dies, you just resummon Percival. So we don't have to get, you know, too worried about Percival.
He has 20 hit points.
That's true. Well, I mean, I think this thing did 20 damage last turn, too. But
yeah.
Another thing I want to make sure that you realize, Johnny, because I think this, going forward in the campaign, will be a huge, huge bonus in damage. Whenever another creature within 30 feet of Percival hits with an attack, so that could be you, that could be Marcus, that could be Drip, that could be Pendle, you could use Percival's reaction to add a 1d6 of damage to it.
To anybody's attack?
To anybody's attack. That's within 30 feet of him. Only once per round, but yeah. Still, that's like a d6 of damage pretty much whenever. Okay, so you both are now free standing. We will go to the crocodiles. The one that didn't get slammed up against the wall is going to try to kind of lurch out of the water a little bit and bite at Pendle, bite at his wheel for a 15, Pendle? No.
No.
Okay. He's trying to bite at like the ball that you hover around on, and it's a really weird, weird shape. It wasn't quite used to it. But then, level three. Oh really? Well shit. Then this probably isn't gonna hit either. And then it tries to nom on you for a little bit, it gets annoyed and tries to do a tail wap for 18.
Nope.
Okay. Well, fuck these guys then. The other one, after it kind of shakes itself from a stupor, is going to swim through the water and kind of leap out of the water and try to chomp down on Drip.
Well.
For a 9. Drip, 9?
I'm going to do anything? A reaction, too.
Oh, no, wait. Does it miss and you get to do something?
Yeah, my armor class is 12.
Oh, that's not very good, but it still missed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was your reaction?
Let me see. Where'd it go? Okay, my reaction is Wrath of the Storm.
Okay.
When a creature within 5 feet that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use a reaction to cause the creature to make a dex saving throw, DC 13, or it takes...
So it's got to hit with the attack.
Fuck.
But guess what? I'm guessing a 24. This thing almost critted on you. It rolled a 19 plus 5. Almost critted on you. So it is going to tail swipe you. So it is going to hit you.
All right, I want to hit him back.
Yeah, so it's a little give and take. So you're going to take a total of 6 damage from it tail swiping you.
That's a joke.
And then it needs to make a dex save, which is +0. You got a 2 plus a 0.
Okay, so he takes 2d8 lightning damage.
That seems like a lot for a little...
Mm-hmm. I know. I know.
That's a Storm Tempest thing.
It's like my Thunder Wave 2d8. You know what I really like? I like that we're not like worried about our friends getting hit. Like Sean did that fog cloud thing and just fog cloud me and didn't even care.
Oh, you know what?
Do I have disadvantage on saving? Like
these things should have had disadvantage on attacking you guys, but I mean that one missed you anyway, Pendle. This one, Sean, I'll let you tell me. You can either roll that.
Oh or yeah, that's true. I didn't
or
think
I'll
about
roll
it.
I might not actually hit you. So how about I have to try to roll another tail attack to... Well, I got a 22, so it is gonna, it's going to hit you either way.
Okay, yeah.
So even through the clouds, I think it's the fog. I think it's just kind of like just... This is the one that's like really already beat up, and I think it's just kind of like swirling around just trying to hit anything it can with its tail. So it hits you, and then it takes 5 points of lightning damage. Mm-hmm. You like electrically shock it back.
It says thunder or lightning damage, so I'll just do lightning because I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. We go back up to Pendle. Pendle, you can't really see much in here right now. It is very foggy.
I don't see anything like 5 feet in front of me. Nothing on me.
So the thing is, like you can like kind of hear the alligators, and you kind of remember where they were. So
he is over here.
You can make attacks on them, but you have disadvantage.
Dang. All right, I guess.
What
I'll
kind of
do,
weapon does Pendle have?
A sword. Sword and shield. Okay. I think I have. It's like a sword that you can use as a two-handed, too. I think.
Oh, so a long sword, I think.
Yeah, so I don't know if my armor class is considered with the shield on or off right now. It's at 20.
It's probably with the shield with it being that high. So if you start doing two-handed shit, it's going to drop down to 18.
You sure 18 or 19?
Didn't you say 20? A shield is +2.
Okay. I got that green flame blade spell. Can I do green static blade instead? Make it lightning instead of fire spell?
Yeah, just remember, if you're making all of your shit lightning, and then one day you have to fight a fucking lightning Memphis or something, you guys are fucked.
Hey, I want to hear some Pendle dialogue with.
I know. With the filter. Yeah, we haven't had any.
Yeah. What should I say?
Say I'm going to make you in some boots, you stupid fucking alligator.
I'm going to make you into some boots,
you stupid fucking alligator.
Okay. Well, first I have. Well,
I can guess- I have the alligator boots? They won't do anything. Can I just have them?
Are you asking me or Dustin?
You.
Oh, I thought you were asking Dustin, like, can I have these boots you're about to carve up? It depends on how well
he can't wear carve
them. Up. Yeah, he's got a fucking, like, wheel.
Yeah. Right.
He's got a gyro ball.
Dude, I need alligator boots. I need those.
I'm going to turn you into alligator boots, dude.
He did say motherfucker. Missed opportunity.
It's not working, Adam.
Well, what's the plus? Just roll that in D20 beyond. Roll 20, whatever it's called.
D20 beyond.
20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's going to hit this little dude. Oh, wait. You've got disadvantage.
You gotta roll twice, boy.
Are you kidding
So
me,
he rolls
boy?
A 20, and he's got a fucking roll disadvantage.
Well, he's got a plus 5. That's pretty good.
Yeah, these things, I mean, they're fucking alligators.
That's still good.
Still hits, Dustin.
D8 plus 2.
And this is the one that was not fully hit by your thing. 9 points of damage.
Well, the thing is, I make a spell attack against an enemy 5 feet in front of me, if he's 5 feet in front of me, and then on a hit, mm-hmm. suffers the damage, and then if another creature is within 5 feet, it hits him too.
It is not. The other one is next to Drip.
Oh, it doesn't hit him. The fire leaps from him to him.
Okay, yeah.
The lightning, actually.
So, yeah, you hit this one, and... start to carve up some boots from it, but it is still standing.
I can't wait to wear those boots.
I believe next up is Marcus.
All right. I am, like, terrified I'm going to die already.
Yeah, Marcus isn't feeling super hot.
No, I'm not. Got 5 health left. Okay, I want you to visually imagine this scene from Harry Potter.
I'm going
to
close my eyes.
When just the scene where they meet up in the 4th movie when Voldemort comes back and they cast spells at each other and it sends those blue and red beams and they lock. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's like a sustaining thing. That's what I'm about to do here. It's called Witch Bolt. And it creates a beam of cackling blue energy that lances out in the direction of a creature within range that forms a sustained arc of lightning between you and the target. And if it hits, the arc stays there, and until I do something completely different with my action, I can cast 1d12 damage every turn that I get with this arc.
Yep. So, I think for Witch Bolt, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a constitution saving throw, right? Yeah, it says, you make a ranged spell attack. Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's just me casting the spell.
Yeah, so you roll, which is unfortunate because it rolled a 9 con save. Oh, but you still hit it with a 14. Lucky. Not by much, I will say that. Actually, not by anything. That's the fucking armor class of this thing.
So I literally just made contact.
Yep.
Okay.
So you can just click that word, Witch Bolt.
Bam!
Oh, maximum dude, damage. Max damage. Fuck yeah.
Maximum damage plus... Well, actually, never mind. I don't get that extra damage because I didn't use my weapon to strike it. So, yeah, just 12 damage.
Okay, so it's just that 12. Okay. Well, you see, like, you blast off 2 of the legs of this thing. The front 2. So now it's, like, kind of, like, fucking the butt's even more up in the air than, it's kind of like, it's, like, dragging its mandibles across the ground almost. It's fallen from the tree now. But it's starting to, like, skitter towards you guys.
Do some parkour off of it. It's like a
Well, I do believe that means that it is...
The spider's turn.
I believe it's the spider's turn. I should have really just fucking write down the fucking turn order. Yes, it is Spider's turn. But even though you attacked it and you knocked it off the tree, Percival is right there. So it is going to turn towards Percival.
Oh, thank God.
And it is going to bite at Percival for a 19 to hit, Johnny. Holy I think shit. A 19 is going to hit.
Gotta die.
Let me double check that real quick just to make sure. Yep, 19 hits.
Will you also make a con saving throw for Percival, please?
13.
Oh, my God. Percival lives to see another day. Because Percival will take 10 points of piercing damage from these big fangs that pierce into Percival's back, even through 10? Its dragon scales. Yeah, 10. It would have had an additional 14 points of poison.
God.
However, you just hit the con saving throw.
We're level 3, and they're doing this kind of damage already.
Hey, you know what? I may have overcorrected. I figured, you know, in Halfway to Heroes 1, like, you guys just fucking steamrolled everything.
Yeah. I mean, you guys about to die the first encounter we get into.
I may have overcorrected. But no, this thing, I mean, it's not looking, like, super great. You blasted off a couple of its legs. It is going to try to, it's going to try to hide because it definitely doesn't like that it took that damage. So the spider's going to try to dip behind a tree. So Percival can get an attack of opportunity if he wants to. That will be your reaction though. And then you won't be able to use that D6 bonus damage.
Let's see here.
Was that Percival's attack? He's got more than a +2, doesn't he?
For a melee attack is +3. Or no, +5.
I was going to say, yeah, +5. Yeah, that's going to hit. So Percival can kind of turn and swipe at this thing and however much Percival's damage is.
A bite is, I guess, on...
It's a D6 plus D6. Your +2. 1D6 +2. Lightning damage. Six points of damage. So, yeah, Percival knocks off one of its back legs as it turns and goes, and it's going to try to hide behind this tree. It's going to actually try to take the hide action. It got a 22. I'll let you both, Barry and Johnny, roll a perception check to see if it actually successfully hit or not behind this tree.
A fucking 20.
Oh my goodness. Marcus got a 20 against its 22. So close. Yeah, you're looking really hard, Marcus, and you can still don't see it.
I got eight.
Yeah, you guys don't see where the spider just went. I mean, you obviously know, like, it ducked behind this tree, so it's somewhere back there, but you can't exactly get a beat on it.
Can I burn the tree down?
On your turn, you can definitely fucking burn the tree down. But I do believe it is now Drip.
I was out there, Marcus.
It's my turn again.
Wait, hold on. Ulrich.
Well, we done skipped ya.
No, hold on. Ulrich got a 10. Drip got a 13. So it goes Drip, then Ulrich.
Suck it, all right. Ulrich.
I like the way you talk to me.
You can't hear me.
Even though we're different places geographically.
Okay. I'm going to cast... So where are these two gators?
One's up on you, and it was like tail swapping you.
Where's the other one?
The other one is up on Pendle, and that one's looking a little bit more beat up.
Okay, so the one that's up on me, is he 10 feet away from Pendle?
Yeah, I think that math checks out. I think we talked about how Pendle only had to make it a couple more feet away, so I think you guys are probably both about 10 feet away from each other or so.
Well, no, I thought we're 20 feet because my spell was 15 foot radius. I didn't want to hit him.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we'll just say that. We'll say that you guys are 20 feet away.
All right, well, I'm going to cast Shatter.
He's probably going to shatter him. He don't care.
No, it's 10 feet.
Okay.
That's what it says. 10 foot radius.
Yeah. So I think I make a con save for that, right?
Yeah, con 13.
Well, that's unfortunate. With the 12? That is actually pretty lame.
Lame. Not for me.
Oh, shit. You rolled 16 points of damage.
Dude, it's 3d8.
Holy shit.
I'm OP. I'm telling you guys.
Does that do anything else? Like, does that do, Typicon? So it's just damage. Okay, so it's just that damage, which is still a lot of damage, but it doesn't, like, deafen them or anything. Okay. Yeah, so you... What's that look like? How do you make this big noise from you?
I just make, like, a fish noise, you know?
Yeah, fish noises, of course, yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds like every fish I've ever heard.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Loud, piercing fish noise.
I've seen SpongeBob.
It comes out of my mouth.
I would hope so. I would hope it didn't come out of your...
My toot toot.
Cloaca? Do fish have cloacas?
I don't know. What the... I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Cloaca is kind of a one-stop shop. It's the butt. It's the pee-pee. The birds have cloacas. I didn't even know what that was. Too. Yeah, I think snakes might have them too. It's like a poop goes there. It's like
I think we've been down this road with the snakes.
We've done. We talked about it with snakes. Let's go past it. We'll just say fish don't have one, so that we don't have to.
It came out of my throat, boys.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you make a big loud fish noise like all fish do, and knock this. The alligator actually rolls over on its back. And it's dead. Like a scram. He's still alive. You can see his feet kicking.
He can't see me, though.
He rolled on his back. Maybe you tickled him.
Oh, yeah. You just got to tickle him. He'll beat him. Next up now is Ulrich.
Come on, Lichtenstein.
Can I use a bonus action first?
Yeah. You can use them in any order you would like. So if you want, you can have your Drake do its shit.
How far away is the tree from us?
From you and Marcus, the tree's about 20 feet away. From Percival's like right on the tree.
I'm going to use my movement to get behind a tree, get visual of the spider.
Roll me a perception check. I'm not going to carry over its entire 22 fucking dex or stealth check, but a 7 is not going to do it.
I got plus 3 is 10.
10? Okay, I still think,
and I also have dark vision.
That's advantage.
Roll it. Yeah.
There we go. 12.
Yeah, I had the DC a little bit high with it being, but so you're back there, you can't quite see it, but that doesn't mean you can't just kind of blindly. Hope for the best.
Do I get a glimpse at it?
What are you hoping to do or cast?
So I want to cast Hail of Thorns, which is a bonus action. So when the next time I hit a creature with a ranged weapon attack before the spell ends, the spell creates a rain of thorns that sprouts from your ranged weapon or ammunition. In addition to the normal effect of the attack, the targeted attack and each creature within 5 feet and must make a dexterity saving throw, creature takes 1d10 piercing damage. Failed save takes half.
So... for that, we'll just have you roll, but with disadvantage. 17 would have hit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. 14 without a modifier? What's your modifier? Plus, like, 5 or so?
For which one? My bow?
Yeah. I mean, a 14 would have hit.
My bow is plus 6.
Yeah, plus 6. Yeah, so a dirty 20. Yeah, dirty 20 will hit this thing. So you kind of like blind fire just like into these bushes.
Oh, shit. Plus 2. So 9. And then for my spell, for the thorns, 12.
You fire this bow into these bushes in the shrubbery, and you hear, you know, thunk. And it doesn't sound like your arrow hit dirt or even like roots or a tree. Sounds a little bit more fleshy than that. But then you don't hear anything else. And in fact, like, you and Marcus and Percival can kind of pause for a couple seconds and you don't hear anything. Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all so much for checking out this week's episode of Halfway to Heroes Campaign 2. Hope you're all enjoying it as much as we are. I wanted to hop in and just make a couple of announcements about the Majestic Goose Network. We have got a lot of new shows coming up, two specifically, this October. One is still yet to be announced, so really, really excited to be able to announce that one. I think we'll be announcing that one this coming Monday. But the other is called Storytime with Silas. It is going to be an annual horror anthology show where we will have 4 to 5 episodes every October. At least this October, they're going to be every Thursday. That may change next year depending on how many days of the month there are in October. But we gather horror stories from members of the Majestic Goose Network or fans of the network. It is a scripted show that has a cast of various voice actors from around the network and from outside the network even. It is heavily edited, sound effects, musical scores. I've got to tell you, it is some of the hardest I've ever worked on a show before, so I really can't wait to get it out there. I hope you'll enjoy it. The host of the show is Silas, a.k.a. Gerundu in real life. You may know Silas from Roll for Weird, which if you haven't yet checked that show out, you definitely should, and follow us on Twitch there, twitch.tv/Majestic Goose Network. I even wrote one of the episodes for this year, and I had a small voice part in one of the episodes. So super, super excited for you all to hear those. Cannot wait. Again, that's going to be every Thursday in October. However, patrons will be getting all of those 1 week early. So if you are not yet a patron, you want to head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose because we keep adding new shows to this network and that Patreon is what's keeping us going. So please, please, please consider signing up to support us on that. That Patreon, I'm not exaggerating when it's keeping the wheels on this thing. We keep adding new shows and new members and the fees keep going up and that Patreon really, really helps us handle all of that. And you get a lot of really cool bonus content, like early access to Storytime with Silas. So before I let you all get back into this episode, I want to drop the promo for Storytime with Silas. I know you all are going to enjoy it, so please just sit back, enjoy, and enjoy the rest of this episode. Thanks, everybody.
Ah, so nice of you to stop by. Come in, come in. I'm Silas Lancaster, and this is my library. Within these tomes, you will find tales of monsters, both figurative and literal. Tales to make the strongest of us blanch in fear. Such stories are dangerous, and consumption must be strictly rationed. As such, I shall share but one story from my library each Thursday in October each year. Be sure to tune your wireless receiver to Storytime with Silas. Alternatively, subscribe on those podcast providers the youth seem so fond of.
And then we go up to Alligator O'Clock, right? Yes, I believe so.
Boots.
Boots. It is Boots O'Clock. The one on Drip is going to roll over. Man, all these things have disadvantage, so, like, I'm just going to roll real fast. Okay, so it was, for Drip, it's like you hear your alligator kind of swarming around, and you hear it snapping, and then you hear, like, the tail swooshing. It got a total of a 7 and then a 6. For Pendle, you are actually going to, you can't really see either Pendle. You're going to dodge a tail, like just barely you see a tail go by you. Oh, wait, you actually, this may or may not hit you, an 18. I think.
You don't have an 18 armor class, do you?
Well, he has a 20, but he is now using his sword two-handed, so I think you might have an 18.
Well, I don't know. I just swiped. I did the green static blade thing. But it doesn't do any extra damage if it's one-handed or two-handed.
Well, yeah. Do you not even do, like, sword damage? So the only time you would have to do that is if you say, I want to use my sword two-handed.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Well, fuck you, Dustin. I guess you also don't get hit at all. So, like, these alligators are, like, blinded by this fog. They can't quite make it out, make out heads or tails of where you guys are. Pendle, it's your turn.
Is there two on me, or is it just the one?
There's only one on you, and one on Drip, your new BFF for life. And both of them look like just fucking boots at this point.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna do I'm gonna do a two-handed attack now.
So now you are okay. Now I'm gonna remember that. Now you're putting your shield away.
Yeah, my shield on my back.
You better fucking hit this dude.
Was that cause like a bonus action and stuff to put it on my back?
No.
I just drop it. Alright. I'm gonna roll a D10 plus 3.
Well, you gotta try to hit it first.
Try
to
hit first.
Please hit it. I didn't expect these fights to go this long. Please hit it.
Plus 5 to hit.
Yeah, we've been fighting these gators for like 20. An hour.
That hits. That hits, but you're blinded by the fucking light. You're blinded by your buddy.
God dang it, man. God.
Unless Drip wants to make the fog go away.
Yeah.
Oh, even fuck better. Yes. Thank even you, Dustin. Better. Thank you. Roll your damage, all please. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but guess what? That's the one that. Yeah, but you fucking hit that thing with your big. It's not shatter. What's the other? What's the shittier shatter? What's that called? Sound blast.
Thunderclap.
Sound blaster. Thunderclap. I was close. You hit that one with your thunderclap, and then you hit that one with your green fire blade. What's this look like when you finish it off? I'm picturing it kind of like, you can't really see it, right? Because you're covered in fog, so you're just kind of like,
just hoping
two-handed though.
Hoping for the best.
He just takes it with swinging for the fences.
Yeah, swinging as hard as he can, like he's, you know, in a baseball match.
A baseball match, that's what everyone calls it. go to Drip. Drip, you've got the last alligator on you.
Nope. I think it's Marcus.
Cast. Oh, is it
Marcus? Well, it would go to Marcus, but Marcus, you are out of combat at the moment.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You have...
Yeah, because it ran.
Ulrich. Ulrich has killed it.
Oh, he did actually die?
He actually killed it with his Thorn Blast arrow.
Thank God.
I was swinging for the fences in my baseball match.
I'm gonna cast Thunder Wave on this boy.
Okay, so it needs to make a thing?
It needs to make a con 13 save.
Their con's a plus 2, unfortunately.
I should have done something else.
Well, it got a 1 plus a 2, a 3. I think this might be the first nat 1. No, it rolled a nat 1 earlier for an attack.
9 damage.
Oh.
He did.
He did. He's boots. you actually blast him so hard, it's just two boots left sitting right, there. Like, you actually blasted him into boots.
I'm going to step in them boots.
Are they magical boots?
No, they're just alligator boots.
They just look nice. They look better than my jester shoes.
There's always a featured pair of shoes in our episode or our campaigns.
Oh yeah, the Spidey flops,
the alligator boots,
gator baits,
gator boots, but they don't do shit.
They're just gator boots.
They look cool. Okay,
they
Maybe
look
I can
really fucking
modify
cool.
them later to be sticky.
They look like gator feet.
Pendle and Drip, as you guys are kind of like looking around at these, I'm assuming that the fog has now dropped, Drip. It kind of dissipated across your hideout, and the water has now kind of slurped back into the channels, and you hear as your desanitizer kind of locking doors open and close, and you see Beans
with my DoorDash come up.
Yeah, with your DoorDash. And he looks at you and says,
"Oh, so here I am. I'm back and I got you right here."
And he opens up his bag and it's just glittering with like three different doorknobs.
"Got your DoorDash, sir."
Doorknobs?
Doorknobs?
It is supposed to be fruit by the foots.
Did you say get your door? Knobs?
DoorDash.
Well, I got your doorknobs.
You're supposed to bring me the fruit by the foots to the door.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. But look at these doorknobs.
They are nice doorknobs.
Wait, who is this? This guy's freaking me out.
Yeah, Pendle, this guy was not in your dream. You don't know who this little rat guy is, but you do recognize these doorknobs.
I thought me and Pendle have already known each other, right? So it wasn't a dream thing.
That's true. You guys knew each other and the dream. I don't know if Pendle has seen Beans or not.
We'll say no. We'll just say he hasn't. Wait, no. Last episode, he said, "I know Beans."
Yes, he did.
Okay, yeah. So no, Pendle does know that. Beans.
Scratch that. But... Maybe those doorknobs look familiar, Pendle.
Yeah, Pendle, those doorknobs look like fucking castle doorknobs.
Those are from Scrimmore Academy.
Yeah, where'd you get those doorknobs at? They're supposed to be DoorDash.
Castle above us?
Wait, you just stealing doorknobs?
Yeah. My boss asked for doorknobs. Oh, DoorDash, doorknobs. Same thing.
I asked for fruit by the foots.
DoorDash from the king's food, not knobs.
From the king's cabin.
Can't win them all.
And with that, Marcus and Auric, I don't know if you guys have any kind of like anything that can kind of recuperate Marcus before heading back off up north towards the castle.
I'm gonna give him some more. We'll give him some more armpit blood.
I don't know if drinking blood would that do that?
It doesn't heal you.
I need a risk.
Is a rain, but Ulrich does have. Well, Ulrich does have cure wounds, don't you, Johnny? I believe you said you picked that.
No, I was going to, but I didn't.
Oh, because then you got dripping with the cleric.
Yeah.
I would just be... I'd probably just be like, "Look, I need to rest for a minute. I don't feel too good. I think I need some more blood if you can spare some."
Yeah, man. Yeah, just clean up afterwards. Last time you left the mess, man.
Sorry about that. That's a little out of it.
Nothing worse than squeaky armpits, you know?
let's just say we end on a rest in the forest.
Yeah, so you guys will... I mean, Marcus and Aura can definitely take a short rest.
We could take a long run. Right.
You probably don't want to take a long run, a long one in the silvery wood with the giant spiders.
I thought when the door opened up, it was going to be them, and I'm like, "What is this, Game of Thrones?"
No, I wanted to get Beans in there. So Marcus and Ulrich are close to the castle now. I'm not going to make it past 6 days with them not being to you guys, because like I said, we are on an actual number day time crunch for this entire campaign, so it's going to be rough, but I'm excited.
So it'd be 2d10 plus 2. Hang on, I gotta roll this. 2d10 plus 2. So let's just save 14. Okay, so I'm back up to 19 health. Okay. I'm happy with that.
I took a long rest. I'm sleeping again. Especially because I didn't get my fucking fruit by the foots. I'm gonna go get the fruit by the foots by myself.
It's your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese again. I want to say a special thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you so much, Tiana H., Lawful Stupid Podcast, Robert C., Bradley M., Chris B., Christian S., Danny T., Jeremy Fair, Ken H., Loki Strike, Caster, Farty McFry, Drew Rundu, Hot Ketchup, Jean Morber, Jim, Mosey, Rachel aka Dragonbait, Remus S., and Tanya S. If you want to get your name on this list and a bunch of cool bonus content for all like 13, 14 of our shows on the network now, then head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. If you have not yet left us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, please do so. I will read them all at the end of these episodes, much like this one, 5 stars. Great show, ! If I give you 5 stars, will Ubu give me a toot toot? Smiley face. From BCTV1, I'm sure Ubu would love to give you a toot toot, BCTV1. And Patsy053 said, what a trip, ! 5 stars. I am on episode 29 and enjoying every minute. I loved the character entrance interviews. Now I know why Headmaster Make was so keen on contacting Clyde every morning. Man, when I read these ones about Campaign 1, it really gives me nostalgia and also makes me really miss Campaign 1. But I'm also very excited to make new memories of the Campaign 2, and I think we're well on our way. If you want to chat about the show, you can join our Discord, bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. There, we're in there daily chatting it up with listeners from this show and other members of the Majestic Goose Network and other listeners to other shows on the network. It's a great place to hang out. Come by. Let us know what show sent you. And as always, hope you enjoy these outtakes before you get to the promo from another Majestic Goose Network show that I'm not sure which show we're going to drop on yet. So stick around. Find out. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Also, guys, I'm standing at my standing desk, and I've got so much fucking energy.
It looks like you're just sitting down spinning in your chair.
That's not fair. I feel fucking loosey-goosey right now, right? Like, I feel good. Like, I'm just
it,
like...
Yeah, it looks like you're sitting. Yeah.
It does.
Now I'm just chilling, man.
That's nice. Yeah, sitting is bad for you.
Did you just say you're standing at your sitting desk?
No, I've got a standing desk.
Oh, okay.
That I can, like pop up.
Oh, I see it now. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can, like, pop it up and pop it down. I decided, I was like, you know what? Fucking episode 2, I'm gonna stand up and record this whole fucking episode. And I'm feeling good.
It seems like a good idea, like, for recording and stuff.
I feel like I've got a whole different energy I'm bringing to this episode.
I'm going to stand up and just crouch.
Look at Dustin's face.
Super talented. He's so... he gets so serious.
Like, it doesn't show like the damage or anything right here. It's weird.
Wait, a little snippet real quick. We were playing Diablo with Dustin, and we out-leveled him so much that he got kicked out of the server.
Yeah, Bears. So we were doing a speed run, right?
All right, right.
And we killed Duri, and we were aiming to kill Duri in 2 hours.
Technically, so like, I would say it was 2 hours. Going to town to
sell stuff. It was. We hit 2 hours, but me and Sean were just like running, right? Just speed running,
right?
Dustin kept going to town, and like he was like, "I gotta sell shit."
Hey,
like,
I don't know where to go. They know where to go.
And then like we ended up out leveling him 5 levels, Barry. By the time we were 18, he was 13 still. We were like, what? That's so much.
Oh, shit. And it kicked you out of the server?
Just like D&D.
too many spells. I got this class, so I didn't have any more spells, and I still only have like 3 spells.
Dustin TP'd back to the shopkeeper. Dustin, while we're taking a little break, read that with your thing on, just please, for outtakes.
That's a long thing, man.
Yeah, just read it. Some of it.
Long thing.
As much as you can get through.
Talk to me, I talk back. Let's talk money, I talk that. Crunk juice bombs, Oakley got class. Shorty got class. No, oh wait, I messed up. Oakley shade, Shorty got class. Oh, behave, let's get gone. Walk it out. Just like that. That's what I'm talking about. We're gonna have fun, you're gonna see. On that Patreon, you're gonna get like me. I'm gonna buy you a drink, then I'm gonna take you home with me.
Oh boy. I'm crying.
I got money in the bank. Shorty, what you think about that? I'll be in the gray Cadillac. We in the bed like, oh, 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 oh. We in the bed like, oh, 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 oh.
Oh, we sure did.
No, nothing happened there.
Did you hear that?
What's up?
Oh, dude, I'm crying. For real.
Space. The final frontier.
Mayday alert. We are under attack.
Oh, blarney. I can't even watch the tube for 10 seconds.
Rerouting auxiliary power to abjuration shields.
Someone get on those cannons. We've got company.
Are you looking for a Dungeons & Dragons sci-fi fantasy space adventure? Then what you are looking for is Eclipse. Join our crew every other week as we struggle to keep the galaxy safe. With Dr. Shepard, the Illithid cleric.
Space pirates. That was wild.
Ava Elkin, the human monk.
If we play our cards right, we might not be totally screwed.
Lita Nove, the ASMR bard.
We should be arriving in Amaron in about 2 hours.
Info O. Scott, the Warforged Artificer.
Alright, I'm just gonna go ahead and fire the sonic cannon here.
Kanan Vargas, the tiefling sorcerer.
Does anybody else think this is like a super aggressive move?
And I'm Jeremy Fair. I will be your dungeon master. Eclipse can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, or anywhere you like to get your podcasts.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.